Oh, what a time for theater. We're about to plunge into four different things that are opening, and there's many, many more. Two that we'll do today, and then two that we'll do tomorrow at 10 and 10:30, respectively, here after the 4th of July. Lots of theater opening, and that includes, and especially leading off here, Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater opening, Rodgers and Hammerstein, two Rodgers and Hammerstein shows opening this weekend, and it's Oklahoma in North Idaho, and Chuck Etheridge is here to talk about whatever commonalities there are between the two states of Oklahoma and Idaho, right?
Right. You know, it's a little bit interesting. I've told these guys this story, but my family migrated from Oklahoma to California in the 1930s, so I really enjoy the material. But I think the commonality between the show and North Idaho is that the characters are very real to life and relatable. And it's just a great piece of art. I love how the story is propelled forward in the songs, which was somewhat new, a new way of thinking about musical theater when the show premiered in 1943, where the songs weren't just showcasing singers, they were actually propelling the story forward. And the story was also being propelled forward in the dance. They were doing some experimenting with leitmotifs, even that type of thing where different musical motives were representing feelings or themes. And those sorts of things weren't done in musical theater a lot before that time.
I find the 1943 interesting because, yes, it takes a few years to get a musical written and worked through and then finally presented. But right in the middle of World War II must have been a really interesting time for that musical to happen, for Oklahoma to happen, for Americans.
It was, and from what I understand and reading some of the historical stories surrounding it, that the song Oklahoma became a real kind of a rallying cry for Americana. It's a big march. The soldiers in World War II would have known the music from Oklahoma because back then musical theater was played on the radio that they all listened to. There's scenes from some famous films of World War II. I think it was Band of Brothers, where there's a scene where they're singing Surrey with a Fringe on top or something. And that could have happened simply because the music was so in everyone's brain in the country at the time. It was so popular.
Well, that's so classic. Hopeful.
Yes.
And the kind of the final opening of the frontier and all those many, many issues that came along with this. And we have cast members that are already nodding their heads, I think, to things we're talking about. And we'll bring in a little of this. First, let's bring in the couple that we'll be hearing singing in a little bit, the couple in the show. Ado Annie, it's Amy Paxton. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
And as Will Parker is Tristan Berg.
Morning.
Okay. And so you were both kind of nodding your heads. Talk about your characters relative to what we've just talked about the kind of people that would have been at Oklahoma when it was moving from territory to state.
I think Ado Annie is, she's just a fun, loving type of gal, and she's kind of the comedic relief.
Yeah.
And she really just...
Yeah, I really do feel like that's both Will and Ado Annie. They're just kind of, they represent like the fun... and the optimism of the show and of the time period, because there are several darker moments to the show, and then we come in and be lovable goofballs on stage, and everybody's laughing again.
It's a nice distraction from the day-to-day in 1943, what might have been considered a hard life.
Yeah,
sure. Well, as long as you've mentioned lovable goofballs, why don't we send you to the other room to do exactly that? This is Amy Paxton as Ado Annie and Tristan Berg as Will Parker. They'll be joined by Jenny Twitchell, the pianist, who is waiting patiently for them. And they'll go out, and I think this is, if there's ever a song that doesn't need much introducing, I think it's All or Nothing. Wouldn't you agree, Chuck?
Yeah, a lot of fun really sums up their relationship in toto, really.
Well, let's go to the studio, and here comes this song, All or Nothing.
You'll have to be a little more standoffish when fellers offer you a buggy ride.
I'll give an imitation of a crawfish and dig myself a hole where I can hide.
I heard how you was kicking up some capers while I was off in Kansas City, Mo. I heard some things you couldn't print in papers from fellers who've been talking like they know.
What? I only did the kind of things I oughta, sorta. To you I was as faithful as can be. For me, them stories about the way I lost my bloomers. Rumors! A lot of tempest in a pot of tea.
The whole thing don't sound very good to me.
Well, you see,
I go and sow my last while, though I cut out all shenanigans. I save my money, don't gamble or drink in a back room down at Flanagan's. I give up lots of other things a gentleman never mentions. But before I give up any more, I want to know your intentions. With me, it's all or nothing. Is it all or nothing with you? It can't be in between. It can't be now and then. No half and half romance will do. I'm a one-woman man, home-loving type, all complete with slippers and pipe. Take me like I am or leave me be. If you can't give me all, give me nothing. And nothing's what you'll get from me.
Not even something.
Nothing's what you'll get from me. Romance will do.
Would you build me a house all painted white, cute and clean and pretty and bright?
Big enough for two, but not for three.
Supposing that we should have a third one.
He better look a lot like me.
A spitting image.
He better look a lot like me.
All or Nothing from Oklahoma, sung for us by Tristan Berg as Will Parker and Amy Paxton as Ado Annie. That great song from there. And Chuck Etheridge, who's directing this show. It's even just as we heard it now, I realized with all the credit we give to Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein's lyrics are really clever.
They really
they?
Are lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were truly a great pair, a good match.
Yeah. And just the way he could take those two words and get a whole bunch of different meanings from those two words.
Just real quick, Stu Cabe is the director of the show, actually. He couldn't be here today.
Okay,
yeah, I'm a musical director.
Oh, you're a musical
yes,
director.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll
yes.
This clarified. So anyway, let's bring in Lori into this. Amy DeRozzi is Lori, and hello, Amy. And they're kind of the comic relief, but you're the love interest of the show, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you beyond that? I mean, what do you represent? Kind of within that previous discussion we were having of what this show is about.
Well, Lori is a hardworking young woman, and she, you know, she's smart and a little fiery and a little stubborn, and she is in love with a smart alecky cowboy named Curly, and really, it's just they're back and forth, kind of trying to figure out how to come together. So
because of differences between the two, what's the hesitancy on their relationship?
I think a lot of it's just young love and trying to figure out that
maybe it's not always about being right all the time, and you know.
Yeah, you want to come in on any of those thoughts about that relationship between Laurie and Curly?
Well, I think it's typical and conventional of musical theater and of life in a lot of ways. If it was just the two of them, everything would be roses and beautiful and easy. But they've got, you know, they're both a little stubborn at times. They have other influences. There's this little darker character that's trying to come between them a little bit. And it's just a lot of fun to see how that sorts itself out.
Yeah. Well, let's ask you to go sing Many a New Day, because I think that does represent a lot of the
a lot of the
positiveness of this. Go ahead to the studio, Amy DeRozzi as Laurie in Many a New Day, and I think this is a lot of the hopefulness, isn't it, of this whole thing of a new territory, a new land, and a new life that can be made by people. Okay, we're back in the studio, and so... once again, with pianist Jenny Twitchell, this is Amy DeRozzi and Many a New Day.
Why should a woman who is healthy and strong blubber like a baby if her man goes away, a weeping and a wailing how he's done her wrong? That's one thing you'll never hear me say. Never gonna think that the man I lose is the only man among men. I'll snap my fingers to show I don't care. I'll buy me a brand new dress to wear. I'll scrub my neck and I'll brush my hair and start all over again. Many a new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. Never have I once looked back to sigh over the romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do. Many a light lad may kiss and fly, a kiss gone by is bygone. Never have I asked an August sky, where has last July gone? Never have I wandered through the rye, wondering where has some guy gone? Many a new day will dawn before I do. Never have I chased
Oklahoma, Many a New Day, sung for us by Amy DeRozzi and the character of Laurie, and joined by the pianist Jenny Twitchell, who is, Chuck, is very valuable to your whole process, isn't she?
Jenny, yes, wonderful. Yeah. Her and I collaborate often, and it's always a pleasure. Yeah.
Well, let's bring in now the three people as opposed to the three characters, and see what you do when you're not doing this. Let's stay with you, Amy DeRozzi. You do quite a bit of theater around here, don't you?
I have been very blessed to, yes.
What have you done recently, for instance?
Well, let's see. I just finished up Beauty and the Beast with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. I had so much fun playing Babette in that show. And right before that, I finished up Mamma Mia with Aspire. And She Loves Me in let's see, back in January. So I've been busy and having a great time.
Nice. And what did you do in the rest of your life, or do you have time for the rest of your life?
Oh, my. I do. I am a teacher. I teach preschool and kindergarten at a little magical school called Kinder Magic. So I love when my kids get to come be part of what I'm doing. So
nice.
And Beauty and the Beast was a great show for that.
Sure. That's great. That's Amy DeRozzi. And then the other two of you, Amy Paxton, Ado Annie, what are you doing when you're not doing this?
Oh, when I'm not doing theater, I am currently attending grad school in Missoula, Montana. Getting my MFA in acting, which is very, very fun. That pretty much sucks up my life.
Is this your first Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater?
It's not. I started back, my first Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater show was Peter and the Starcatcher. I was Smee, and that was my favorite show of all time right now. And Smee is really rivaling with Ado Annie. Yeah.
And where are you from?
Washington State. I'm not entirely sure. Spokane, Seattle, yeah, area. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So when you were in Spokane, was it like in high school?
Yes, I attended Ferris High School here in Spokane, and then moved over to Bellingham, lived in Seattle for some time, and then Coeur d'Alene. Now I'm in Missoula.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're continuing to move east there. And Tristan Berg, tell me about your life outside of this.
Yeah, well, I just graduated from Idaho State University down in Pocatello. So I am just stepping into that, you know, like real adult life. So right now I'm kind of just traveling from gig to gig. I just came from Utah, going back to Utah after this, and then California.
What did you study in college? Theater?
I studied theater performance.
Yeah, okay. And so have the other things you've done this summer been musicals also?
Yeah. Yes, they have.
Is that kind of your real focus in theater?
Interestingly not. My degree's in straight theater, and my experience in musical theater is actually a lot more limited, but I've been blessed this summer with the opportunity to explore that a lot more.
Great, yeah, and you just happen to know how to sing.
So yeah, you know.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, this is opening tomorrow night, and then it runs through the rest of the month. And once it's done its initial week, then it's Wednesday through Sunday at the Salvation Army Croc Center in Coeur d'Alene, 7:30 performances each night and 2 o'clock each Sunday afternoon. Any other details, Chuck?
I think that's it. It's going to be a fun show, presented a little differently than you normally see it. But I think people that love traditional Oklahoma will love it, as well as anyone who it's their first time. It's just a really great presentation.
Right, and so that is opening tomorrow night, Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater and Oklahoma.